and welcome to the Catholic News Update for Friday the 25th of November. The founder of Youth Off the Streets, Father Chris Riley, has been named as the New South Wales Australian of the Year for 2012. Father Riley, who started Youth Off the Streets 2 decades ago with a single food van to help the homeless in King's Cross, was presented with the award at a ceremony in Sydney on Wednesday. Judges from the National Australia Day Council recognised his determination, unstinting hard work and respect. Father Riley is now in the running to become the next Australian of the Year. A new book gathers reflections from Pope Benedict on the Virgin Mary to encourage children in their devotion to the Blessed Mother. The 48-paged book, titled Mary, the Mother of Jesus, was published in Italian by La Piccola Casa Editrice and begins with an introduction by the new Archbishop of Milan, Cardinal Angelo Scola. Pope Benedict speaks of one Byzantine image in particular, which shows the child Jesus with his face cheek to cheek with his mother's. Cardinal Angelo Scola described the Pope's observation in the book that Mary experienced our same joys and sorrows, our difficult moments, our same fatigue and enthusiasm, but always trusting in and entrusting herself to God. As a UN-backed war crimes tribunal in the capital of Cambodia reconvened this week to hear testimony from former top officials of the Khmer Rouge, Catholics in the capital welcomed the opportunity for justice and forgiveness after more than 30 years of waiting. The extraordinary chambers of the courts of Cambodia sat in a 4-day session, starting on the 21st of November, to hear opening statements in its prosecution of 3 former top leaders of the ultra-Maoist Khmer Rouge. Nguyen Che, 85, the chief ideologue and brother number 2 of the KR, Khieu Samphan, 80 years old, former head of state, and Leng Sari, 86, former defence minister, face charges of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. Father Un Son, a priest serving in Kampot province, said the trial was instructive not only for survivors but for all Cambodians. The trial is the right thing to do, to show that justice must take place, and as a lesson for the future that no regime should ever repeat what the Khmer Rouge has done. The Khmer Rouge captured Phnom Penh in April 1975 and began a reign of terror that saw the death from murder, torture, starvation and illness of an estimated 1.7 million people before they were overthrown by the Vietnamese forces in 1979. I suffered from starvation and lost 2 members of my family during the Khmer Rouge rule. I expect the court will arrive at a suitable sentence, said Father Un Son. Pope Benedict said on Wednesday that during his trip to the country of Benin, he saw that Africa is a reservoir of life and vitality for the Church and its future. Making the reflections during his general audience, the Pope noted, "In Africa, I saw a freshness in the yes to life, a freshness of religious meaning and hope, a holistic vision of reality where God is not confined to that positivist perspective which in the final analysis extinguishes all hope." This tells us that the continent is a reservoir of life and vitality for the future upon which we can rely, upon which the Church can rely. Pope Benedict told attendees at the audience that during his 3-day visit, he and the Church in Africa had lived together a touching experience of faith and a renewed encounter with the living Jesus Christ. And just briefly, the Open Church Authority in China plans to ordain a new bishop in southwestern Sichuan province on the 30th of November, the Feast of St. Andrew. Father Peter Luo Zugang, who has obtained Vatican approval, is to be ordained coadjutor bishop of Yibin on the 20th anniversary of his priesthood. And in Pakistan, the word Jesus Christ has been removed from a list of prohibited items in text messages. That's all for today's Catholic News Update. Thanks for listening. Speak to you again next week. God bless.